Okay, we're up to Tehillim, Perek Lamed, and we could spend many hours on this. One has to like stop it at some point. I have many, many svarim piled up here compared to what I usually have for each parak. But this is Mizvah Shir Chanukah Sabayis El David. We say it every day as an introduction to our tefillah. And this has obviously connections to Chanukah, but the title is Mizmar Shir, right? This is the Shir that of David, Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. This was the parak that was said, when the Jews came up with Bikurim, right? They came up with Bikurim, and the Mishnah says in Meseches Bikurim that when they came to the Beis HaMikdash, this is what the Levim started singing to them. The Mishnah says in Bikurim in the third parak, Hachalil Makel Lefnehem, Asher Begin LaHarabayis. They come to Harabayis, they take the basket, Higiel Azara, V'dibro Levim, Bashir, Armimcha, Hashem, Kididisani, V'lo Simach to Oyveli. Right? The whole, this parak, if we think about it, we run through it every morning, but it talks about David HaMelech saying, Hashem, please heal me. You brought me up from the depths. You saved me. Thank you. Please don't turn your back on me. It sounds like somebody who's sick, somebody went through a tzara and who saved. What does that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? What does that have to do, right, with Bikurim, right? If you look on the Mishnah, the Mishnah Rishona on Bikurim asks, what does this have to do with Bikurim? So he asks, he says, maybe because in Mikra Bikurim, Arami Ovid Avi, and that was one of the enemies, Hashem saved me from the enemies. Vosimach to Oivaili. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Rishona says, relating to what this has to do with Bikurim. But it's also used, obviously, every morning to introduce our tefillah. There are mixed emotions in this parak, right? And there's feelings of elation and on top of the world, v'lo simach to oivayli, but there's also tefillah, right? Elecha Hashem ekrav, el Hashem eschanan. What good is it if I die? My bet's a dummy. Reshma Hashem b'chaneni, listen. So we have, as we have throughout Tehillim, but specifically in this parak, we should feel it every morning, we have Hoda'a and Bakasha, and Rav Soloveitchik talks about this a lot, that Hoda'a and Bakasha are intertwined, and there's never something that's total Bakasha or total Hoda'a, right? You never have. In the middle of Halel, we have Ana Hashem Oshiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana, right? There's never just one or the other. Rav Soloveitchik writes this, two places, in Reflections of the Rav, Volume 1, page 49. Complacent satisfaction about one's good fortune is unrealistic. There lurks in the shadows the possibility of sudden reversal. Right? What do we say? Ba'erev yalin bechi, v'la bokerina. We say in this parak. Right? At night I'm crying, and in the morning I'm joyful. And the reverse is equally possible. There can be no wholehearted praise and thanksgiving, shevach v'hoda'a, without an awareness that we may suddenly be reduced to petition, tchina. There can be no sense of need, sorech, no matter how desperate one's plight, without shevach v'hoda'a for God's blessing, and are faithful in his eventual redemption. So every emotion has to have the opposite one as well. And that's what he also discusses in Divrei Hashkafa on page 210. Ein chaluka brura legamre. Ein chaluka brura legamre umochletes bein tfilas hahalo lefein tfilas bakasha. There's no total separation. We do not have a tefillah that's all praise. V'she'ein bo gam bakasha v'tachnunim. Ad kama shlo niya smechim umlei hodah ala tov shenafal b'chalkenu. Hein lo nucha let'ali mikach she'in lanu kol avtacha sh'ashafel v'hamashber she'inu tshkuim bohem lo yachzru v'yafi mechadash. We're not in charge, right? The life is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Remember that Gemara in Baba Basra where Rav Bar Bachana is on a boat and he goes out to an island and Chever go to the island and they start setting up shop and all of a sudden they start making lunch and making a fire and they feel an earthquake and they jump in the water and start swimming back to their boat and they realize they weren't on an island, they were on some type of sea creature and the land that they thought turned over to be a creature. So that's what happens sometimes. We think we're on terra firma and not. But that's what this parak also reflects. What does this parak have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Mizmah Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, something about the Beis HaMikdash. This parak has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And also, why is it called LeDavid? David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, right? David. So some say, you might say, this is the Mizmar that, this is what Rashi says, that David wrote to be sung at the Binyan Beis HaMikdash of his son. And he knew that. That's number one. Number two, the Malbim says, well, maybe he has this problem. This has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So he thinks this it's all a mashal. Bias here means the body, right? And that's what David HaMelech was talking about. This whole body, he was sick. He was physically ill. And the body is the bias. And the Nesham is what's inside. And that's what the Malbim says. V'lo nimsa bo shum inyan mechanukas bayis. U'mavur sha'abayis ha'muskar po hu abayis ha'mishali. Hu aguf shu ta'un l'nefesh u'bayis l'ha'adam ha'pnimi. Ha'shokhin v'dor b'kir bo. And that's v'eiz chala az rofifu amudi abayis. Malbim says it's all a mashal in that regard. But there are other pshatim that say, no. It's called David HaMelech gets the credit for the Beis HaMikdash because he yearned for it so much. We'll get to that pshat soon. But first, another pshat. Again, number one, it's Rashi, that David wrote it to sing at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Malbim, the whole thing is a mashal. Number three, the time of the Kra, Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes here a medrash that says, David HaMelech was in bed and suffering and sick for many, many years. For 13 years as a part of his tshuva process, the Yisurin for his tshuva process, and he just davened to Hashem, please heal me so I could go and build the Beis HaMikdash and give over the plans. Yud Gimel Shana Asa, this is in Tami Dekra on Tehillim. Yud Gimel Shana Asa L'David Chola U'mutal B'mita V'zayin Karm Hayim Achlifin Mitachtov. They had pillows under him. They kept switching it. B'chol yom, b'mashay b'masin, he would sweat, he would dirty. Yagat, that's what he means by yagati b'anchasi. Right? Asra b'chol ayla mitasi. We had that earlier in Tehillim. Right? I sweat in my bed. Arsi amseh, from tears also. Elu yudgimel shanav shayim es yaser b'shol sha'asa oso maisa. V'kol sonav haya omrim. Emase umeise. When is David going to die already? And he says, no, Hashem, please. Achabikesh rachamim l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amal l'fanav rebono shel olam. He'emiden, you'll stand me up. Bishvil Beis HaMikdash, Shemasar lo Shmuel HaNavi. Bevakasha mimcha, tein li kimitun, give me some strength. She'emod min amita zeh, v'ashlim lahem megilas binyan Beis HaMikdash. Hakimeni min amita, help me. And that's all, it's all about the Beis HaMikdash, because David HaMelech is crying, he wants to get better, and when he gets better, he's able to build and to give over the keys, so to speak, to the Mikdash. That's an Agada in Brachos. Related to that, to stand up, if you look in the Brisker Rav, the Griz on Chumash, towards the back, he has a couple of pages on Tehillim. So there, he quotes the Yalkut that says, "Masra Kadosh Baruch Hu Beis Hamikdash Ba'Amida V'Ata Po Amodi Madi Moshe Masra LeYoshua Ba'Amida V'Chulu Amad Yoshua U'Masra LeZakenim Ba'Amida Amu Zakenim V'Asru LeNeviim Ba'Amida." Something about Neviim. Amdu LeNeviim U'Masru LeDavid Ba'Amida Amad David U'Masru LeShlomo Bino Ba'Amida. Hare says the Griz Shemegilas Beis Hamikdash. And that's why David Davins, Chaneni Vahakimeni, Bechlesh Yucha Limsaras Begilas Beis HaMikdash Shlomo Amida. I have to stand up. Please help me stand up in order to give it. And that's what this Mizmar has to do with the Beis HaMikdash, because only because David got better is he able to then transmit the Misorah of the Mikdash. In that same piece, the Brisker Rav is an important point, which we have mentioned elsewhere, and that is the connection between Malchus Beis David and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Right, the fact that it is the capital city and the religious center, those are connected. Beis HaMikdash is the religious center. David HaMelech is the political leader, the Melech. But those are connected. Those are connected to each other. And Inyan Beis HaMikdash Malchus Beis David Kshurim V'Tluyim Zeh Bazeh. There's Bechira by both of them. The Brisker Rav writes that elsewhere also. Yerushalayim was chosen. The Beis HaMikdash was chosen. It's that Beis HaBechira. It's not just the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Beis HaBechira. And just like David HaMelech was chosen as well. And even in Tefillah Shemona Esrei, in Binyan Yerushalayim, where this is noted by the Bach asks this question. You know, Gemara says that you always have to end off every bracha of the Amida with a summary. Right, summary right before the end. Ki gel goel chazak ata, bracha Hashem goel Yisrael. Ki el melech rofei cholema Yisrael. So it all works except for Yerushalayim Ircha. What's the last line? V'chisei David meheiru l'socha tachin, bracha Hashem bonei Yerushalayim. What's David HaMelech doing there? He belongs to the next bracha, Esamach David. Why is David in Yerushalayim? Because there's a linkage between Malchus Beis David and Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, the Beis HaMikdash. Those two have to be linked. And that's the Gemara, the Agadata, and Baba Kama Tzadi Zayin. What is the coin? Ezeo Matbea Shel Yerushalayim, David Shlomo Mitzad Echad, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh Mitzad Acher. They're on two sides of the same coin, literally. So that's a third idea. There's a fourth idea or a fifth idea, I don't know what we're up to, that many say, and that is David HaMelech was Moser Nefesh for the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why it's called after him. It's called after him, Habayis HaDavid, right? We say in benching, Harachamanu Yachim Lanu Asukas David HaNofalas. It's called that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the credit, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu the credit. So many psukim in Zachar Hashem LaDavid, it's called Zachar Hashem Nishpa Hashem, Im Ovo Ba'ol Beisi, right? It's called the David HaMelech because he was Moser Nefesh for it. If you look in the Otzros HaTorah, on Hanukkah, on page Reish Ayin Zayin. So there he quotes from the Mechilta that Lefisha Nasa Nafsho Alav Levnoso Nikra Al Shemo. It's cool when we're Moser Nefesh for something. Amalak Kadosh Baruch Hu David Alav Bishata Meis Ein Shimcha Yotzei Mi Beisila Olam Ela Akol Carbon Ve Carbon Maskirin Hashimcha Vomrim Shirim Mishalcha Mizvah Shirchan Akasal Baisal David the Mesiris Nefesh. And some say, I saw Rabbi Simon quotes in his Sefer and Chanukah some Achronim, maybe this was a tikkun why we say this as the Shir Shel Yom, the Vilna Gaon, and even in the Rishonim, the Kolbo says this Mizmar earlier, the Masechta Sofrim, has to do with Chanukah. Why? Because Chanukah there was a certain hisrashlus and weakening of our avoda, and this is about David HaMelech, the opposite. David HaMelech says we have to be Moser Nefesh for the Beis HaMikdash, even though he didn't get to build it, but it's called by his name. Okay, there's a lot there. This was all by way of introduction. It took half the time, but here, let's see some of the psukim. Mizra Shir Chanukah Tzabayta David HaMimcha Hashem Kiti Lissani Hashem, I will exalt you because you lifted me up. Kiti Lissani. The Sfasemes says in Vayeshev, Dal can mean lifted me up like a pail as a dali, and also dal is somebody poor. Hashem lifts me up, but I need to stay poor and not let it go to my head. V'lo simach to'ayvali, you didn't let my enemies be misameach on me. Some say that samach is the Rashi Tevis for the mitzvahs that were taken away from us on Chanukah, right? Shabbos, Mila, Chodesh, and Tmidin, right? So then there's a connection between those. Hashem Elokai Shivati Elecha V'Tirpeini. Hashem, I called out to you and you healed me. You healed me. Hashem Ha'alisa Mish'ol Nafshi. You took me out of the dungeons. Chiyitani Miyar Divar. You gave me life instead of going down to the pit. Zamru Hashem Chasidav. Hashem, all of his pious ones, call out to him. Hodu L'Zecher Kadsho. Sing to him. Thank to him. Hodu L'Zecher Kadsho. Ki Rega Biapo. Because even if Hashem gets angry, it's only momentary. Ki rega biapo chayim bertzon. He really wants to give life. But erev yalin bechiv labo karina, what we saw before. And now you might be crying, but Hashem in the morning gives us reason to sing. Rega biapo is an allusion. The Gemara uses that also in Avodah Zarah, and I'll read it from Brachas. Brachas Dav Zayin, that Hashem gets angry just for a moment. And Bilam HaRasha knew exactly when Hashem would get angry. Says the Gemara, Hashem's anger is just for a moment. And Ein Kolbir Yechol Lachavin Osasha. Nobody knows exactly when that moment is of Hashem's anger. Chutz mi Bilam Arasha. Bilamnu Yodea Das Elyon, as the pasuk says in Micha. Malamisha Yodea Lachavin Osa Rasha Kadosh Baruch Hu Koispa. And that's what the Navi says. Zachar na Mayoatz. Zachar na Mayoatz Bilam. Balak Melach Moav Mandas Sidkos Hashem. What's the tzedakah of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Du kam Sidkos Asisi Machem. Shlo Kaasti Bimei Bilam Arasha. Hashem said, I didn't get angry the whole time, even though I usually get angry for a rega, right? That's the pasuk. How do you know that rega rasach? Our pasuk. Ki rega biapo, chayim britzono. You know it's a rega, and therefore Hashem did us a tztaka and didn't get angry the entire time. Tosfos there wonders, what could he have said? What could Bilam have cursed? It's only for a millisecond. So what could Bilam have said in order to curse the Jews? So either one word, claim, right, destroy them. You can say that in a millisecond. Or number two, inami me'acher shahaya maschil klalazo bo'usa shah. If you would start the klala during that moment, haya mazik afil achar kein. It would be mazik even afterwards. As long as he would start it then. And some use this. The Eretz Tzvi talks about this in the Kasha Klover, but the Aruch HaShulchan, halachic work, says, this maybe has some halachic relevance. Halachic relevance. About starting, right? The Shulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan in Kufyud. Da Yesh Misha Omer, Aruch HaYim Kufyud. Some say when you're at the end of this man, as long as you can start in time, you're good. Dikshasha Overis Yispalal Havinenu. Umizen Nira, this really, Dim Hiskel, Betfila, Kodim, Gemar Isman, Shal Tfila, Venimshachad, Achar Isman, Lo Mikrish Yispalal Bismano. Right? Some say, the Magen Avraham says, you should do Havinenu. What do you mean Havinenu? Just start in time, and even if you're going to go past, you know, it's okay. No. The fact that the poskim say havinenu means you can't just start in time. Right? The avade kavanaso sha'ato adayin lo avar hazman dim lo kein ma'in afkamina. L'chein sverli she'ispal havinenu. But he quotes, l'niyaz daiti nire mitosas brachas dav zayin t'holchan achar ha'aschala. Right? You're quoting Hilchas Tfila from Hilchas cursing the Jews. Okay. V'im hiskla b'zman tfila mikri tila b'zmana avabisha m'sayim l'achar hazman. He paskes that way. Bid the evid. Better to say, to start Bizman and say the regular Shmon Esrei, then have the, Amida, then have it in the, then say Havinenu. But we continue. But that's an Aruch HaShulchan that one should be aware of. V'ani amarti b'shalvi. I said in my shalva, I said in my state of serenity, bal emot le'olam, I won't fall. I won't fall. But, you know, David says, that could be referring to many things. Remember the Gemara we had a few days ago, relating to the Nisayon. He asked, give me a Nisayon. I thought I was good. So the Shalva might be physical or spiritual. The Radak here says it's talking about spiritual. I thought I conquered the Yetzirah. Says the Radak, ani amarti b'shalvi, k'shayiti shalev v'shaket, shalom mashal b'Yetzirah, hayiti choshev ba'atzmi, shalom emot, but, you know, I don't physically also, we never think anything's going to change. We just look at the present. We have to recognize it's not, things can change. Also, so in the Otras HaTorah, he quotes that, you know, nobody has a life of just shalva. Because the ultimate in getting, have Dveikus BaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting through challenges. And conquering, not that we want challenges, but it's just the Metzius of life. The Metzius of life is that there are challenges that each of us have, and David HaMelech says, "Ani chashavti shemetzias hashalva lo amutz la'olam. Amnam nochachti l'ros ki ein adavar kein. Lo yikon ha'adam al derech hashleimus b'yoso b'shalva tamid." It's not going to happen. Ara sheyira zaf Hashem yisuri ki azis chazik b'yoso yisparach. Whenever there's a challenge, nobody has a smooth, perfect life. There are challenges for everyone. And the more challenges we have, sometimes we have to work through them. They tell a story, he quotes here from the Netziv. One time the Netziv met the Rishash. And the Rishash asked him a kushya chamura that he couldn't answer. The Netziv thought about it and gave him an answer. He made a little haggah. And the Rishash was like, wow, wow. And he wrote, Sfasayim Yishak. Right? It's the Rishash and Yivamas Daf Pei Aleph. And the Rishash says, why don't you figure it out and not me? So he says, Rishash was a banker. He was comfortable. So the Netziv says, you know, you're learning mitoch archava, osher b'shalva. And I'm amo mitoch atchak. When you learn mitoch atchak, when you have different, more challenges, sometimes that's when the MS comes out. We can tell you, Hashem bertzoncha he'emadata lahariyos. You stood me up and you stood up for me. Histar tefanecha, if you would hide your face, ha'isi nifal, I wouldn't be able to handle it. I wouldn't be able to deal with it. Elecha Hashem ekra, ve'el Hashem eschanan. To you, I'm looking to you I'm davening. And maybe this is why, because of that pasuk, why this is an introduction to a psukah de Zimra. Ma betzem edami b'ridei el shachas, right? What good it would be if I just die and I don't praise you? I want to praise you. Hayotcha afar, hayagana mitacha, will anybody tell your truth if a person passes on? Shema Hashem v'chaneni, Hashem haye ozerli. And again, in this pasuk itself, there are opposite emotions. Shema Hashem, it's a tefillah, it's a bakasha Hashem. Show me favor, Hashem heye ozerli. Right, be a help for me. But right afterwards, hafachta mispedi, you changed my husband into machol. Hafachta mispedi la macholi, you changed my husband into a machol. Machol is a circle, a dancing circle. Bitachta saki, you opened up my sackcloth. Bata azreni simcha, and you girded me with simcha. Kamotzi Shalarav says, this is somebody once said, Rachmana Litzlan, at a father at his son's Levaya, Hafakta Mispedi, you switched around Hesped. Usually a son's supposed to give a Hesped for a father, not a father to a son. Hafakta Mispedi, Lamacholi, okay, it's for Mechila Savonos, which we don't fully understand, but he quoted that pasuk. Hafakta Mispedi, Lamacholi. But the Pashup Shad is that Hashem changed it to Machol and happiness. Lamani is Amercha Chavod Velo Yidom. So the last pasuk, so that my soul, my nefesh, could sing out to you, to your honor, v'lo yidom, I will not be silent. Hashem Elokai li'olam odeka. I will always praise you. What does that mean, v'lo yidom? I'll praise, as many say, Rav Soloveitchik likes to quote this from the Gemara Maseches Brachos around Daf Lama Gimel. There's never an end, right? My zemecha chavod v'lo yidom. Remember that Gemara of Rabbi Hanina? There was a chazan in the Rabbi Hanina shul, and he goes to start Chazaras Hashatz, and the chazan starts adding in many different adjectives. The chazan starts saying, "Ha'udanachas kamid Rabbi Hanina, Amar Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibra Vanora, Ha'adir, Ha'azuz, Ha'yarui, Ha'chazak, Ha'amitz, Ha'vada, Ha'nechbad." Him to want to see him. Rabbi Hanina waited. He don't want to embarrass him, so he waited, and then he says, "Siyamtinu l'kul shivchi demarech." Now you got it. Now you perfectly praised Hashem, right? You can't end. We say the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu said in Parshas Ekev. Hakel Gadol Gibra Vanora. That's it. You can't add on, right? You can't end. There's never an end. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik said in one place, that that's why we have a shofar, which is a tefillah without words on Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year, we daven and daven with words, but then we blow shofar as if to say, dot, 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 Hashem, we can never finish. You finish for us. So that's L'mani Zarecha Chavod V'lo Yidom. That's another reason maybe where we start. Before we start davening in the morning, we say and we acknowledge Hashem, we're never going to finish. We're going to do our best. We're going to say some tefillahs. We're going to spend an hour davening, but, you know, really, we should never end. Hashem Elokai la'olam odeka. I will thank you la'olam. Remember also the Gemara Megillah, Daf Dalid, has two sources for, how do you know you read Megillah twice? One was a source relating to Tzara, and one is a source is relating to Simcha, this pasuk. Hashem Elokai, right, lo'olam zamecha chavod, and Hashem Elokai la'olam odeka. That's a reference to the Megillah, Daf Dalid, Amin Aleph. Twice we have the Megillah. Again, there's so much here, but we'll have to stop. And again, David HaMelech, he gave us this mizmar relating to the Beis HaMikdash. David was Mekadish, the Ritzpah of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Chaf Dalet, he didn't get to build it, but he wanted it, and it's called by his name. We'll stop here.